Hey, how do you feel about Judy Donaghy?
Hey, Judy, it's nice to see you.
Thanks.
What happened to your leg?
Someone told me to break a leg before the show. Check. We're going to do this song. I think the last time, we didn't even rehearse this one. The last time we did it is how long ago? Maybe 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? A while. I think we'll just channel it.
Well, that's how we did it the first time.
It
erupted in
it
evening.
It did, yep.
As many things did over the years.
Yep. And then we had that one rehearsal that one day, but that was it. Yeah. We didn't really even sing. We just sang that one measure. And then we got back to, like, beer on the back deck or something, I think.
Ready?
Do you guys have your starting notes?
Judy, you're on the high part.
I got it.
Is that my note?
Yes.
Thanks. Ready?
3, 4.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies. Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, and now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, didn't mean to make you cry.
If I'm not back again this time tomorrow,
carry on, as if nothing really matters.
Consonants.
Too late, my time has come. Sent shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time.
Goodbye, everybody.
I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth.
Mama.
Sometimes wish I'd never been born at all.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go. We
will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
No, 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 no.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
The angels of heaven and the devil put aside for me, for me.
Oh,
So you think you can stop me and spit in my eyes? So you think you can love me and lead me to die? Oh, baby, can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out, just gotta get right out of here.
As I could recall my entire lifetime, I don't think that anything ever, 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 ever mattered to me.
And Dan Schneider.
I like that Katharine Hepburn imitation. I can do that too.
Well, at least in my life that I can recall, nothing ever really mattered to me.
Lori, how do you do it?
I met Margot Wickeser, who was a friend of some friends who were acting people, and she'd gone to Goodman Institute. And when Margot would lean on the coffee table, she was double jointed, so her elbows would go reet, reet, and I will never forget it. She was like 6'2" and just beautiful and fun. You know those people, they walk in the room and you go, oh, you just want to be their friend. So I was fortunate enough to be friends with Margot Wickeser, and she'd grown up in Edina. And she taught me
really how to talk like Katharine Hepburn. So I, whoa, later on in life, and I wanted to recapture, you don't know who she is, but you can Google her later.
Really, the students are going, who? It's some old dead actress, I think. So, there aren't many people I wish I would meet, and she was one. I'm sad that I didn't get to meet her. So first I'm going to do a quick trick, and then we're going to do a little thingy, okay?
I haven't done this in forever. I'm going to show you how really easy it is to turn into Eartha Kitt. They just went, who? Who is Eartha Kitt? I'll show you. Eartha Kitt was the real Catwoman. She was numero uno back in the 60s. And, well, you should Google her, too. She had a great history. So now to turn into, I'll be quick, I know. To turn into Eartha Kitt, I have to move my voice from here in my neck and then up back my throat, get it to shoot out my nose in between my eyeballs and hit the back of the room. Currently, my voice is here, squeezed. I'm actually not breathing. I have almost fainted sometimes doing this. I'll do it very slowly. I'll give you visual guidelines. You know, back when I grew up, we had to do things manually, like typewriters and visual guidelines. There's no PowerPoint. Here we go. Here, slightly squeezed, lateral. Oh, a little bit of things. If you notice also, the key to doing Katharine Hepburn is to go up at the end of every phrase. See, you really didn't notice that before, but now you do. So I'll progress onward. Forward, forward, go, 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 go. Here we go. I'm going to move it up my neck kind of slowly so you can really hear it. Now it's in the back of my throat where my tonsils
R's still never had them out. I'm going to add some air, and now it comes out my face like this, but I'm going to move it back into my mouth like this and then up to the back of my nose. Hear it going that way? All right, then you do it like this. You move it way forward, and you add some fish lips like this and a large dose of attitude, and it's really not that difficult to become Martha Kitt. Keep it going. Let's welcome up Debbie Duncan.
Wow, 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 wow. I always wanted to do that.